When something life-changing happens in front of us, humans have choices as to how we can respond. Today, Jane Andrews shares a glimmer of hope in humanity divided. This is A Walk in the Park.
I saw the game. My husband and I were especially excited because his best friend was given tickets on the 50-yard line, and he sent us a photo of the field from his standpoint. Just below the network booth, we felt like we were right there with him. It was a highly important game with much on the line and equally talented teams. The crowd was divided by jersey color and primal hollering, which made us very grateful to have the seats at home that we did. I saw the play. It was a standard tackle, though very athletic compared to most. The player then stood up, stood still, and then fell back on the ground. He was immediately tended to by medics. Within moments, it was apparent that this was not a typical, if there is such a thing, injury. He was not breathing. Immediately, medics tore open his jersey and pads and started CPR. To give the player privacy from cameras, both teams came together as a human wall, protecting the catastrophic event taking place inside the circle. In doing so, everything changed. As that physical wall was built up, emotional walls broke down, as players from both teams embraced each other in tears and shock. Suddenly, the game did not matter anymore, and all attention was on the welfare of Damar Hamlin. Commentators struggled to find words, and everyone wanted updates as to his condition. It became apparent that the standard injury protocol for getting back to the game rightfully went out the window. Both coaches agreed that their teams were in no shape to continue the football game, and the NFL followed suit. The stunned crowd remained quiet and remained in their seats, not knowing the details of what just played out in front of them. My husband found himself texting information to his friend in the stands, especially when the human wall was formed around the paramedics. Suddenly, there were no opposing teams, no opposing fans, and no sports analyst who didn't mention a call for prayer. For a brief time, everyone came together for a common purpose, to do something good, and in doing so, showed us an encouraging side to the human spirit.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.